Welcome to What a Kill podcast. I'm your host, Jojo. Warning, this podcast contains graphic content, swearing, depictions of violence, drugs, sex, organized crime, torture, and murder. It may be unsuitable for our young listeners. Listener discretion is advised. A special thanks to Megan Good, the founder of The Charlie Project. A little about Megan, she was born on October 5th, 1985, in a tiny Ohio town 11 miles from the nearest traffic light. She has no personal experience with having a missing loved one, but became interested in missing people in 1998, or thereabouts through a chain of events she cannot quite remember now. Her interest led to her friendship with Jennifer Mara, the founder of the Missing Persons Cold Case Network, the Charlie Project's predecessor. Megan founded the Charlie Project on October 12, 2004, a week after her 19th birthday. One of seven children in her family, the daughter of two academics, Megan had a somewhat unorthodox education. She dropped out of her local public excuse for a middle school at 13 and began taking courses at Ohio State University just before turning 15. After obtaining a high school diploma, without having taken a single high school class, she traveled south and enrolled in a small liberal arts college in Arkansas, majoring in history. At the age of 23, Megan was diagnosed as being on the autism spectrum. She believes she would not have been able to maintain the Charlie Project database for as long as she has without the intense focus that comes with having autism. Megan is also a rape survivor, and she struggled with mental illness, specifically bipolar disorder. Since childhood, besides the Charlie Project, which she considered to be her vocation, her interests include her cats, her sock collection of over 50 pairs, writing, storytelling, and reading, particularly history, the Holocaust, true crime, science and medicine, memoirs, and young adult fiction. Since 2010, Megan has written guest posts for the blog Executed Today. More information can be found on the charlieproject.org website. Thank you. Coville met Jane Liam, also known as Jane Reth, in La Sierra College in Riverside, California in the 1980s. Coville studied biology and Jane was in the physical therapy program. A couple years later, Coville dropped out of college and moved to Alaska. He worked in the fishing industry and then a pulp mill. Lim followed him to Alaska after completing her degree in early 1987. The couple then married in a civil ceremony in October 1987 and a wedding in San Diego, California in February 1988. Coville did tell his mother that their relationship was, quote, fire and ice, unquote, and that they had frequent arguments. Before the date of Coville's disappearance, his family hadn't heard from him for weeks. His mother was calling him at home and even sent a check for his birthday, but it was never cashed. Coville's mother did receive a Mother's Day card in May, signed Love, Jane, and Scott in Jane's writing from San Bernardino, California. Coville's mother tried phoning his home in Sitka, Alaska, discovering that his phone had been disconnected. One of Coville's friends spoke to Coville's mother saying he hadn't heard from Coville since April and that Coville didn't even say goodbye. Lim hadn't reported her husband missing to police or even tried to reach out to his family to question his disappearance. His mother would eventually report him missing. Coville's official date of disappearance was his 26th birthday, April 12, 1988. Lim moved to Illinois after Coville's disappearance. She remarried, then divorced in 2005. Authorities reopened the case in 2007 after finding blood on the walls and floor in his bedroom of his trailer. In early 2009, a recorded conversation between Lim and her ex-husband shows Lim confessing to murdering Coville. Investigators questioned Lim regarding Coville, and Jane admitted to the murder of her ex-husband. In 2010, Lim was arrested and charged with first-degree murder and evidence tampering. In October 2010, Lim pled guilty to a lesser charge of second-degree murder, and the charge for evidence tampering was dropped. Lim admits she shot Koval in his sleep, dismembered his body, wrapped up the pieces in bags, and put them in the garbage where it had probably been incinerated. Sentenced to 55 years in prison, with 19 of them suspended, Lim says she committed the murder to get out of an abusive marriage. Koval's body had not been recovered since then. And that's the story of Jane Reth in A Cold Case, Alaska. I'm your host, Jojo, and thank you so much for listening to What a Kill podcast.